Proverbs is a book that gives us wise words for godly living. And this is true for every part of our lives, and especially so, I believe, in the area of relationships. We are all in relationship in some sort. There are children and parents, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and then there's the relationship of friends. And Proverbs addresses all of these. And tonight I want us to focus on the relationship of friendship. Wise words for godly living. Wise words to help us to choose wisdom in friendship. We are to choose wisdom when it comes to friendship. Our key verse is found in Proverbs 18 and verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. People everywhere are looking for friendship. And we've been created for friendship. We've been made in such a way that we need the experience of relationship with others. We need deep, lasting friendships. Being made in the image of God, that means that we are like God in this way. God exists as Father, Son, and Spirit. God is in friendship and fellowship with Himself. And in being created in the image of God, we bear some of the characteristics of God, and we too need friendship. We need fellowship with others. Having at least one friend is a valuable thing. Having a Christ-like friendship is a gift from God. Back in the mid-1960s, Simon and Garfunkel recorded a song. This isn't showing my age. This is probably showing my taste in music. The song was entitled, I Am a Rock. And in that song are the lyrics. I am a rock. I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that no one can penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. Its laughter and its loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. In that song, they were conveying the mood of the era where people felt they could be isolated individuals. You can be loners, and it's good to be a loner. It's good to be isolated. It's good to be out by yourself. Some people are still affected by that mood. But I think the prevailing mood of our generation is one of trying to find friendship. One of hunting out friends, getting as many friends as you can. But unfortunately, many people look in the wrong places. Some people believe that just because they have 1,000 friends on the internet, because they have a list of 1,000 people on a page that say they are friends, that they have lots of friends. But they don't. They're looking for friends in the wrong places. And we're going to see tonight, God willing, that this sort of friendship falls far short of what the Scriptures say is wise friendship. We are made for friendship. And we are to be wise in our friendship. And we are to choose wisdom when it comes to friendship. So let's look at what Proverbs says about choosing wise friendship, or choosing wisdom in our friends. And firstly, I want us to think about the characteristics of wise friends. The characteristics of wise friends. I have 3 characteristics that I want to draw to our attention from Proverbs. There's many more, but I think three is enough for us tonight. Firstly, a friend is someone who sticks closer than a brother. We have that in our key verse. But it comes out again in Proverbs. Look back at chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend is someone who loves at all times. A wise friend is someone who is there when we mess up, when we make mistakes, when we are struggling. A friend is loyal. This is the person who will stick with you, the person who will draw alongside you. It's a type of friendship that we see in David and Jonathan. David, the future king. David, the man who was hounded out of the city. His life was in danger. He was out of favor with King Saul. But yet there was someone who stuck close to him. Someone who was loyal. And that was Jonathan. And that's a wise friend. A true friend. There in times of adversity to help. A friend who sticks closer than a brother. Just before the summer, we were looking at Ruth and Naomi. Ruth was loyal to Naomi. She stuck with her. She was with her in difficult circumstances. And even when things looked at their most bleak, Ruth said, I'm going to be loyal to you. I'm going to stick with you. She was a friend to Naomi. She loved at all times. What about the friends of the prodigal son? What did they do when the going got tough? When the money had run out? When the difficulties came? What was their response to the prodigal son? Well, we're told in Scripture that they all left. They all turned their backs on him. There was no loyalty in those friendships. They are the foolish friendships. When we are choosing friends, and this is important for our young people and children to hear, when you are choosing friends, what sort of friends should you be choosing? Well, they are to be loyal. They are to be friends who will stick with you in the good times and the bad times. Wise words tell us to stick closer than a brother. What sort of friends should we be? We should be those who are friends who are ready to love at all times. Be there in the good times and in the difficult times. First characteristic is loyalty. Then secondly, a characteristic of wise friends or good friends is honesty. Proverbs 27, verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. When we're given a proverb, it'll sometimes contrast the wise and the foolish, or sometimes it will expand on what the wise person is doing or what the fool is doing. Here we have the contrast. The wise friend, what do they do? The wise friend at times is going to have to hurt you with the truth. They're going to have to wound you with the truth. Loving at all times, it doesn't mean that we won't have occasion when we have to turn round and say, that's wrong. Be careful, you're heading in a dangerous direction. You need to stop that behavior. A good friend, a wise friend, knows when to speak honestly and truthfully. They are the friend whose words are apples of gold in a setting of silver. That isn't an easy thing to do. We don't like to offend people. We don't like having to point out what is wrong. But these wounds are wounds for a healing purpose. They are wounds that are there, that are positioned skillfully. They're the wounds of the surgeon's knife and not the lumberjack's axe. These are wounds that are deliberately given in a way to bring healing, in a way to bring correction. Wise friends, they're honest. They give honest words. And wise friends receive honest words. They are ready to listen to honest words, even if they are wounds that hurt, words that wound us. The rest of this proverb in 27 verse 6, it says, "Profuse are the kisses of an enemy." Be careful if someone only ever compliments you. Only if they ever give you kisses, if they pour kisses on you, if they're saying, "Look, you're just so great. Everything you do is wonderful. You're really good at that. You should just keep on doing that. Don't worry about what other people are saying and in saying that you should maybe stop doing that wrong thing. It doesn't matter. You just keep on going the way you're going." Be careful of the person who only ever compliments you. The one who pours out kisses on you. That person could be the enemy. That person could be someone who is trying to keep you going in the wrong direction. Be wise. Choose honest friends. And then the third characteristic of wise friends, or wisdom in friendship, is wise friends are caring. They're caring. "Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends." Speaking honest words, it's important, but it's not always the best course of action. I'm not saying that it's okay to lie. It isn't. If we are speaking, our words are always to be honest words. But there are times in friendship when maybe it's more important to remain silent. Ignore that small hurt that you've been caused. Forget about it. Don't mention it again. Be sensitive. Be caring to your friends. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to say to my friend, is it really going to be helpful? It might be the truth, but is it going to be helpful? Or has it already been said before and therefore doesn't need mentioned? Or is it something small that would be better to be looked over? Again, in this contrast, in this proverb, there's the contrast. The wise friend, they cover over the offense that has been caused. It's the person who doesn't want to bring unnecessary hurt to their friend. And so that friendship remains strong. A fool, however, they keep coming back to the same matter. They keep bringing the same issue up. We are told that the fool, the person who repeats the matter, they separate close friends. And it's damaging to close friends. Look at Proverbs 16, verse 28. Proverbs 16, verse 28. "A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisper separates close friends." Here we have not a contrast, but a further explanation in a proverb. This is someone with a lack of sensitivity. someone with a lack of caring, someone who gossips, someone who shares things that shouldn't be shared. And we're told that all of these will ruin friendships. That's the action of a foolish friend, of the wicked, spreading around words that should not be shared. If we are choosing wisdom in friendship, if we are choosing to be wise friends, if we're looking for wise friends, then there's to be the characteristic of caring, of sensitivity, knowing when not to speak, and cover over the offense, not bringing the matter up again, not mentioning it, moving on. Three characteristics that we should focus on in our choosing wisdom in friendship. And if we want to be those who stick closer than a brother, if we want to be wise friends, then we are to be those who are loyal, who are honest, and who are caring or sensitive to our friends. The characteristics of wise friends. Then secondly, the blessing of wise friends. The blessing. It's important whom we choose as our friends. There are many people who could be our friends. There are many people that we could associate with, that we could become close to. But not all of those associations are going to be good for us. Proverbs tells us that a good friend, this friend who sticks closer than a brother, is going to benefit us. There are blessings that come from wise friends. I want to give three blessings. There are more, but three's enough for us to think about. Firstly, there's the blessing of good advice. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs 27, verse 9. And I really like this proverb. Proverbs 27, verse 9. Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Wise friends are a blessing to you in that they will give you good advice. You will be getting wise counsel. And if we have Christ-like friends, we can go to them. We can talk with them. We can seek their advice on different matters. And this is why it's so important for our young people to have Christian friends, good Christian friends who can help you and tell you what's the right thing to do. Ask for advice from your wise friends. Ignore the advice of fools. Don't listen to the advice of the wicked. But for your wise Christian friends, they can help counsel you and advise you. And it's good for us to talk over things with those who are wise. Seek their counsel and advice. For our young people, as you go through school, there are some people, maybe you don't call them your friend, but I'm going to say that they are your friend. And they're wise. And you should go to them and ask them for advice. And it's your parents. They will love you more than anyone else. And so ask them for advice. Ask your Christian friends for help. If you're trying to think over something, if you want to make a decision, should I go to this place or should I not? Should I study this subject? Or should I do something else? What university should I go to? Seek advice. Go to godly people because we are told that with many advisors our plans prosper. Our way will be clearer. And we will find that our friendships become all the more sweet when they include wise, earnest counsel. The blessing of good advice. And then secondly, the blessing of correction. The blessing of correction. This is going back to the honesty that should be displayed in our wise friendships. When we hear that word, that rebuke, or that correction that has been skillfully put together, that word especially chosen for us, that word that comes from the surgeon's knife, piercing at the right point, avoiding the vital organs, that wound can bring healing. It can bring correction. And we are all people who need correction. And having wise friends, having wisdom in our friendship, we will find that we need this correction. What a wonderful blessing to know that we can have wise friends who can help us and point us in the right direction. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Our interaction with our friends should be a sharpening experience. It should be one where we are corrected and set on the right path to keep walking with Christ. It should be friendships where we are being refined and honed by one another in our words and example. The blessing of wisdom and friendship is that we are corrected and sharpened. Then the third blessing is comfort. The friend who loves at all times. The one who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 17:17. A wise friend who loves at all times. This is the one who brings us comfort when we find it hard going. What a blessing to know that there can be friends who draw alongside us, to lift us up, to encourage us, to comfort us. During times of difficulty, during times of hardship, we might find that some people who looked like friends aren't really friends. They've left us. We've made a mistake. We've done something wrong. We've embarrassed ourselves. And everyone else leaves. Apart from that one person. They come along and they put their arm around you and they say, "It's all right. It could have been much worse. Maybe you know yourself, it couldn't really be." But they're there to comfort and encourage, and they stick to you closer than a brother. And they love you at all times. And they are there to help you and strengthen you. What a blessing it is to have wise friends. And what a blessing we are to others when we are being wise friends. And so we are to choose wisdom in friendship. And we are to make every effort to choose wisdom in friendship. The characteristic and the blessing of wisdom and having wise friends. But we can't leave this topic without speaking of the chief of wise friends. The chiefest of wise friends. All of this friendship is only possible because of one friend, Jesus Christ. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Christ Jesus is that friend. Perhaps this evening as you listen, You think to yourself, I don't have many friends. Or I don't have anybody that I would really call this close friend. Or maybe as we've been looking at the Proverbs and what it has to say about friendship, you realize that the people that you thought were your greatest friends don't really measure up. And we don't really measure up. This is where Proverbs points us to the one who is greater. Think of the characteristic of a wise friend. They're loyal, they're honest, they're caring. What has Jesus Christ said? Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He is with us. He is with you. In those times of happiness and joy, in those times when you are struggling, in those times when you are sad, in those times when you are heartbroken, in those times when you are terrified, worried, or anxious, what has Jesus Christ said? I am with you. Those times when we stumble, when we are weak, when we are drained of all of our energy, when we feel as though we've got nowhere else to go and no one to turn to, who is there who sticks closer than a brother? Christ. Christ Jesus is loyal. And he's promised. He has said himself, I am with you always. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's loyal. Christ is also honest. It's his word that is greater than the skill of the surgeon holding the knife. His word is a two-edged sword. Cuts to the heart, but it does so with so much skill. As we come to his word, it's Christ Jesus our Lord speaking to us. And at times, the words, although faithful, they wound us. They cut us to the heart. But it's Christ saying, come back. Put away that sin. Come to me. Christ is honest. He can only be honest with us. He cannot lie, and he will not lie. And so as we come to his word, we find that the honesty of his word speaks directly to us, but it's there for our healing. It's there for our strengthening. And we find that he always speaks to us in a caring way. He speaks with great sensitivity because Christ cares for us like no one else ever could. Do you know that this friend is sensitive to your needs? He's sensitive and caring concerning what you can bear and what you can't bear. And he won't burden us. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Go to Christ and see if he is not the caring friend, the one who knows when to withhold, the one who knows how much you can bear, the one who says, come to me, and you'll find rest. The characteristic of a friend, of a wise friend. Christ has it all. And then the blessings that the wise friend brings. Because in Christ we have all the blessings that a wise friend brings. He brings us counsel. His words of wisdom. His words of insight. And we're to bring our desires and our plans to him. We lay them before the Father in heaven through Christ, and we seek his counsel in his word. And he then corrects us when we stray, and he comforts us. We're told that a bruised reed he will not break, a smouldering wick he won't put out. Christ is the caring, comforting friend who counsels us, drawing alongside us, encouraging us, building us up. We will never have a friend like Christ. Maybe you don't like using the phrase friend to describe Christ. This is our glorious Savior. Or maybe that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and you think, oh, Jesus, this is the great, glorious one. You know, that's the little children's, can we really call him our friend? This risen Lord and King. How can we dare call him friend? We read from John 15, 13 to 16. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. If you're a Christian this evening, Christ Jesus has chosen you as his friend. And that is what we are. For all who are in Christ, and in him we will find a friend like no other. In him we will find the friendship that we so desperately need. Here we will find the friend who sticks closer than a brother. And this is the friendship that only Christ can offer us in the fullness. And in being his friend, we are to be like him. And we are therefore to choose wisdom in our friendships, that he may be glorified and honored. Amen.